What is the purpose of your visit to the children today? What have you explained to them?
I explained to them about a little bit about Philippines, because when I asked them, they said that only a few of them know about Philippines, and I explained to them the richness of our natural resources, and also the problem and issues that we are facing right now, and how we are trying to solve our problems through the development of our youth by educating them about how to care about the environment and to protect it so that the future generation can enjoy, because these natural resources are very important for us. And some of these cannot be found in, for example, in Belgium, but typical for the Philippines only or in Asian countries.
What kind of natural resources are you talking about then? Which richness?
Uh-huh. We still have a very healthy coral reefs in some areas. We have endangered species like sea cows, or we call dugongs, the sea turtles. We have minerals underneath our soil like nickel, gold, copper. But we don't want this to be mined by... We don't want a very large-scale mining, because these minerals are... On top of it, we have thick forests that we want to protect. We have the Philippine eagle, which is endangered, and this can only be found in the Philippines, and a lot of other flora and fauna.
There is also the last months, I remember there is some political unrest in the Philippines. Can you talk with the older children about this?
Yeah, I can talk to them about it. And it's about the people of the Philippines. Many of them are not happy the way our government is being governed right now, because there is an issue which is not yet resolved about election fraud, about the government is encouraging big mining corporations around the world to come to the Philippines and mine our natural resources. But what happened last January, there was a spill of the mine by Lafayette Mining Corporation, and it caused fish kills and destroyed a portion of the bay, which has a endangered whale living there. And also because of the massive cutting of trees and the constant rain, a mountain collapsed, covering an entire village, killing more than 1,000 people alive. They were buried in the mud. So these are the issues that we want to solve through policy advocacy. And we lobby to the government to make policies which are friendly to the environment and to the poor people, like the indigenous peoples and the upland rural farmers.
How important is it for you to come and explain about all this here in Belgium to youth?
It is very important, because sometimes there could be misunderstanding between what the youth of the South or the youth of the North think about the South. Like, for example, there is they may think that we are poor because we're lazy, and I don't think it's not the case. We have less opportunity because probably we're not Belgian civilization is more than a century older than us, and the mistakes that was committed, for example, in dealing with natural resources can be learned from here, or so that we can protect our environment also, not only for the Filipinos but for the whole world as well. And the youth will benefit from it, because they are the future generations.
Fair trade, we see here. I Oxfam Solidariteit or Wereldwinkels makes sells products from fair trade. Here we see some fresh juices. Is fair trade? Is there a fair trade relationship between the Philippines and the rich South? Let's say the rich North.
Yes, but we are still trying to make it to develop it more, to make it more active right now. But it exists already, but on a small scale this time. And some of the non-government organizations who are helping the farmers and the indigenous peoples so that they can sell their products at a fairly good price in the world market. So that is one of the campaigns that many non-government organizations are doing in the Philippines, and also with the help of Oxfam. And Oxfam also is our partner in the Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center, but we are not selling products.
Yeah.
Other NGOs are.
Okay. What's on your program the next day? Are you going to visit still some other people and explain more about your about the situation, or what is the plan?
There will be a youth seminar in Turhout. I will be going tonight there, and for 3 days we will be discussing about culture and the empowerment of the youth and the exchanges of ideas and experiences of the North and the South.
How is the situation of education in the Philippines? Is our school children, we've got the Millennium Objectives, 2015. Every school child should go to school, and there's other objectives, of course. How is the situation today in the Philippines?
Well, when it comes to literacy rate, Philippines has a very high literacy rate. The only report says it's less than 10%. Less than 10% of the Filipinos are illiterate. However, it's not only a problem of literacy or education, but it's more of a program that would government program that would help eliminate poverty and injustice.
Eliminate poverty and injustice, you say? What should be done to realize all this? What are the actions to be taken by the North?
First, to understand the situation of the South. We may have a different context from yours, and from understanding it, and also through constant dialogue, discussions, we learn from each other. And the mistakes that was done in the past could be corrected. And that it is very important to respect each other's culture. In that way, the programs that will be done in the Philippines, for example, in third world countries, would be something that encourages people's initiative, rather than programs that are being imposed by northern countries to southern countries.
Yeah. Broederlijk delen, zijn jullie van broederlijk delen of?
Wij zijn van de vice versa gastgemeenschap.
Ah, vice versa, ja.
Ja, dus dat wil dus zeggen, vice versa heeft 50 partners uit het zuiden uitgenodigd gedurende een ganse week om hier in Vlaanderen te komen inleven eigenlijk, hè, om kennis te maken met ons leven hier in het Westen. Dat wil dus zeggen dat zij gedurende een ganse week hebben verbleven in een aantal gastgezinnen, in een twee of drietal gastgezinnen, dat zij kennis gemaakt hebben met sociale organisaties, dat zij ook een aantal culturele manifestaties hebben bijgewoond in de stad, dat zij ook ontvangen zijn geweest door prominente, zal ik maar zeggen, politici op het stadhuis. En de bedoeling is eigenlijk een wisselwerking te creëren tussen Noord en Zuid en ook natuurlijk attentie te maken op de problemen van het zuiden.
Ja. Is dat de eerste keer dat zoiets georganiseerd wordt, dat jullie mensen naar hier halen om eigenlijk de realiteit hier te leren kennen?
Nee, het is om de 4 jaar dat we dat organiseren. Dus de vorige keer was in 2002, nu is het 2006. De bedoeling is dat het in 2010 herhaald wordt en dat dus andere medewerkers uit de partnersorganisaties van het Broederlijk Delen naar hier worden gehaald.
Ja.
andere gemeenten of steden. Hè?
Ja, ja. En hoe verloopt eigenlijk voor de mensen die ontmoeting met de gastgezinnen, met de prominenten, met minder prominenten, met het dagelijkse leven hier in Europa? Heb je daar een zicht op? Je staat er zo wat boven natuurlijk.
Ja.
Heb jij daar een zicht op? Kan je daar iets over zeggen?
Wel, ik heb de indruk dat zij dat zeer hard kunnen appreciëren, dat zij op een goede manier worden ontvangen. Trouwens, het is ook geweten als wij op bezoek gaan in het zuiden, dat wij daar altijd zeer gastvrij worden ontvangen. Dat mensen zelfs het eten uit hun mond sparen, bij wijze van spreken, om hun gasten te ontvangen. Wel, wij hebben dit op deze manier toch ook vanuit onze manier van leven ook proberen te doen. En dat weten ze wel heel hard te appreciëren. Ik moet zeggen, als zij het gevoel hebben dat zij ook ondersteund worden in hun werk hierachter. Dat wilt u zeggen over het opkomen voor de rechten van inheemse volkeren bijvoorbeeld. Het opkomen voor de armen. En als zij zich daarin ondersteund voelen, dat zij dat heel hard kunnen appreciëren en dat zij daar zeer blij om zijn.
Goed, bedankt.
Ja, dank u wel.
Uw naam is?
Herman Wouters.
Herman Wouters, ja.
Siska Blondé.
Siska Blondé en Miriam?
Bravante.
Bravante, thank you.
En wanneer wordt het uitgezonden?
Zeker.
Ah ja.
Hier al lief van de camouflagebus. Jeugd Rode Kruis hier aan de tent. Ja.